Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, and this morning's conversation is with Dr. Roy Grizzard, Assistant Secretary for Disability Employment Policy at the U.S. Department of Labor, and Jim Gibbons, CEO and President of National Industries for the Blind. Well, Jim, I was interested in your description of your career to include being the first blind graduate of the Harvard School of Business, and I'm curious, that struck me as unusual. I would have thought there would have been many more.
Well, you know, there's been a number of blind people that have graduated from Harvard's undergraduate program, very bright and talented folks. But in terms of the business arena, I would say that the reason that, or one of the reasons, at least in my kind of ever humble observations of, since being in this business, is that the field of blindness historically has not been developing and coaching young blind talent into the business arena. It's often been into the individual contributor arena versus the leadership arena. So individual contributors such as attorneys, rehabilitation teachers, advocacy leaders certainly, or computer scientists. So I think that might be one of the reasons there really hasn't been a lot of blind folks kind of moving into the business management arena. But I think it's important for that to shift. And actually, this month is National Disability Employment Awareness Month, and we've launched a new business leaders program at NIB and through our associated agencies. And it's a program specifically designed to develop blind professionals into managers, leaders, and executives. Only about 10% of the agency, our 85 agency CEOs, are blind. And I think it's important to build a pipeline of talent to so that blind people are able to leverage this incredible, operationally intensive, business intensive infrastructure to create the experiences to grow into senior level positions. So it's a very exciting initiative that we have just kicked off.
Well, Dr. Grizzard, as Jim mentions, October is National Disability Employment Awareness Month. Could you give us a history of this month and how Secretary Chao chose this year's theme?
Disability Employment Awareness Month is an iteration of other names that have been applied to this month that started as far back as the late 1940s. It is a month in which Congress determined to look at the positive contributions that people with disabilities have made to the American labor force. And so it has been going on for quite some time. It's now a month in duration and involves a lot of activities, both at the Department of Labor as well as other entities across the country who have a concern relative to employment matters for people with disabilities. This year's theme is America Works Best When All Americans Work, and it's a theme that was developed by suggestions from a lot of talented individuals that eventually percolated up to the secretary with a number of suggestions, and she chose that one, and I think that's truly reflective of what we're all about, is full employment, gainful employment for people with disabilities. And we've been celebrating the month with a number of events, and it's been a very rewarding and positive month, and we still have several things to do over the course of this month. But the thing is that people with disabilities, we emphasize it this month, but I can assure you that at Department of Labor, and I'm sure also at the National Industries for the Blind, that for us, it's a 12-month, 365-day-a-year activity, seeing that people get careers. And I think that that's one thing that my friend and colleague here was talking about, is it's not just a job, but a career. In other words, you move into something, but then you also move up.
Jim, give us a sense of the products and services that NIB provides, and could you tell us more about the Javits-Wagner-O'Day Act?
Absolutely. First, the Javits-Wagner-O'Day Act is a piece of federal legislation that was actually enacted in 1938 and then modified in the 1970s. It's an incredibly enabling piece of legislation that really leverages federal procurement to create real opportunities to work, meaningful opportunities for employment for Americans who are blind or who have other severe disabilities. It's an act that is really a rubber meets the road kind of piece of legislation, and it's an incredible public-private partnership. The federal agency that oversees that is, as I mentioned earlier, the Committee for Purchase from People Who Are Blind or Severely Disabled, and then National Industries for the Blind is a private, not-for-profit. And then we have the, you know, we have associated agencies across the country. There's also another organization like National Industries for the Blind called NISH, which focuses on creating employment for people with other severe disabilities. And they have hundreds of agencies across the country employing tens of thousands of people with other severe disabilities. So it's a rubber meets the road piece of legislation. And I think how it has stood up through time is because of that public-private partnership. The private organizations truly bear the risk to try to endure through all of the environmental changes, procurement reform and other challenges, business challenges that we have. And the public component really ensures that the program has an integrity with both federal procurement and all federal policies. And we really work to support the Committee for Purchase and our associated agencies in ensuring that that Javits-Wagner O'Day Act is being implemented with excellence. In terms of kind of other initiatives that National Industries for the Blind are involved with in terms of products and services or solutions that we deliver to the federal marketplace, we have an office products line and we have a janitorial products line, and we market those under the Skillcraft brand, which 10 years ago was more of, I'd call it a trademark, and things were delivered in nice brown boxes. Now it's a comprehensive line of products and solutions that are packaged and modernized to meet the needs and the missions of our federal government. We have a great textile and plastics capability. We do Army physical fitness uniforms or canteens. We do a great deal of other textile products. And then we've developed a service capability these past 7 or 8 years where we do a nationwide switchboard operations. We do call centers. We do warehousing and distribution. And through all of those new types of programs, we have enabling work environments that leverage both workstation design as well as enabling technology to ensure that our employees throughout our network of agencies are engaged, are empowered, and are productive.
Dr. Grizzard, how does your office work to increase employment opportunities for adults and youth with disability?
We are in the process of beginning to develop policies that we feel will enhance the opportunities of people with disabilities to become employed. I think it's an important thing to remember about ODEP is that we do not have any regulatory or investigative or adjudicative powers. What we do is develop policy and then, if you will, give them away to other agencies. And so we work the term that I apply to what we do is we act as a catalyst to bring synergism among federal agencies that do have the power to actually implement programs, such as Social Security Administration, the Department of Transportation, Health and Human Services, most particularly the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services. And so what we do is help them to look at potential policies that will change the culture, if you will, of people with disabilities to encourage them to go to work. For instance, eliminating some of the barriers related to the loss of health insurance or Medicare or Medicaid if one goes to work and begins to make a solid income. To work with the Social Security Administration so that individuals might have that carrot dangling before them that they can accrue a certain amount of savings without losing benefits and then gradually being weaned off of those benefits as they move towards full employment. Working with the Department of Transportation to help develop policies that will provide a wider variety of opportunities for people with disabilities to actually get to work. One of the greatest barriers to employment for people with disabilities is transportation. One can have all the skills and the abilities and the right attitude and want to work, and there can be the employer out there that is willing and ready to hire, but if one cannot get there, all is in vain. So that's one of the things that we do. We have grants that we provide that are provided across the country to various best demonstration projects, to innovative projects that target a particular population or a particular employment opportunity. And when we see those as being successful, and that's the key ingredient, they have to be successful, then we believe that those can be replicated in communities across the country. We also have a number of programs that perhaps I can get into a little later that actually have concrete activities that help people with disabilities, both youth and adults, to become employed.
It's a good point to end. How does the federal government and organizations like NIV work together, and what are the lessons learned? We'll find out more from our guests, Dr. Roy Grizzard of the Department of Labor, and Jim Gibbons of the National Industries for the Blind, when the Business of Government Hour returns.